Lovely. Why are you awake? I'm sorry. Poor thing. What's keeping you up? I bet I already know. It's that brain of yours. So smart. It's such a good brain. Blows me away with the way that you think. But sure does love to think at the worst times. And silly, silly brain. What am I going to do with you? You're the sleepiest person in the whole world, aren't you? Like a little sloth. Or a koala. My little koala. You're certainly clinging to me like a little koala. I guess that makes me a tree. A big, strong tree here to keep you safe. So nestle in, little koala. I've got you. Come on. Wrap your legs around me and your arms. Close your eyes. Time for me to talk nonsense until you're back asleep. Hold on tight, spider monkey. I am funny. What? What? There's nothing wrong with a little Twilight reference. Anyway, eyes closed. You just relax and breathe. And listen. There we go. I've got you. Whenever you can't sleep, I've got you. I'll always be here when you need me. I'll be your port in a storm. Here to talk about everything and nothing. Distract that busy brain until we trick it into falling asleep. Come on, lovely. Keep that breathing nice and slow. Just relax. I've got you. Now, speaking of koalas, did you know that the word koala means no drink? In the Australian Aboriginal language, I mean. And it makes sense. They rarely drink water. They get the majority of their water from eating eucalyptus leaves. And then sleep for up to 18 hours a day. It does seem an apt comparison, doesn't it? You're definitely the sleepiest person I know. My sleepy little koala. And if we stay in Australia, do you know they're the biggest producer of wool in the world? 3 sheep per person over there. They're practically swimming in sheep. You'd definitely fall asleep if you started counting them. You'd have to. Hey, did you know sheep were one of the first animals that we domesticated? Something like 11 or 13,000 years ago. Right around the time we started farming, we looked at those fluffy little guys and said, "You coming with us?" Sometimes I think about what the world would be like if we never domesticated sheep. Or I guess I think about what the world would be like if any major event didn't happen or happened differently. There are so many choices that shaped the world and so many different possibilities that could have happened. A universe full of possibilities. that led to me and you in this bed. If they never domesticated sheep, would a koala and a tree be in bed together? If a tree falls in the woods. Did you know that there are about 73,000 types of tree in the world? And every single one of them is important. Without trees and forests, we wouldn't have clean water, clean air, so many different animal habitats. Imagine a poor little beaver trying to build a dam without trees. Wouldn't that be sad? But don't worry, they have trees. Lots of trees to build their lodges. Little beavers and their little lodges. And did you know their teeth are orange? Because they're full of iron. Magneto's dream animal. Chewing all that wood for their lodges is what keeps their teeth nice and strong and not too long. If 7 out of 10 dentists recommend every toothpaste, do you think it means all toothpastes are good, or that dentists just aren't that picky? Toothpaste is really just soap for your teeth, which would have made it slightly less threatening when my mother would threaten to wash my mouth out every time I dared to curse around her. Fuck that. No laughing, sleepy one. Just slow, easy breathing. Keep those eyes closed. Did you know we're not really sure where we get the word fuck from? We're not sure. It could come from German or from Old French, Icelandic, or Afrikaans. We're just not sure. It was such a common word, it didn't really make its way into historical documents. Such a good word. So versatile. Honestly, place it anywhere in a sentence and I'd argue it makes sense and makes the sentence better. Did you know the first recorded usage of motherfucker was a witness in a Texan court case in 1889? Samuel Jackson owes them a favor. Now, go the fuck to sleep. No laughing, sleepy one. I know I'm hilarious and you can't help it. But no laughing. Only resting for my little koala. I've got you. You're safe with me. You're always safe with me. You're a little koala. I'm a big, tall tree. And you're safe in my branches. I've got you. And speaking of Samuel L. Jackson, did you know the only reason Mace Windu has a purple lightsaber is because he thought it would be cool? Something, something, the midichlorians are the powerhouse of the Force. Come on, that's funny. Doing my best here. It's late. I could talk about Star Wars for hours, but in the interest of us both getting some rest tonight, we'll save that for tomorrow. When I can force you to engage in the conversation. Anyway. Samuel L. Jackson, what a man. Do you know what they call a quarter pounder in France? Of course you do. No, but seriously, I think people forget how good an actor he is. A Time to Kill, Unbreakable, The Incredibles. Yes, The Incredibles. And he is criminally underrated in Jurassic Park. He doesn't even get to die on screen. Did you know he was supposed to play a bigger part, but a frickin' hurricane destroyed the sets and they didn't get to film it? Justice for Arnold. If we could bring back dinosaurs, would you? Couldn't, I don't think. I mean, the films are practically a guide for why we shouldn't do it. And then just the ethics of it. I couldn't be responsible for that. But I would love to have a pet mini triceratops. You know, like a mini pig, but a mini triceratops. It'd be so cute. This is exactly why I couldn't be responsible for bringing dinosaurs back. But it would be so cute. Did you know pigs can't sweat? That phrase is a lie. A goddamn lie. Pigs get a bad rap. They aren't dirty at all. In fact, they're some of the cleanest animals around. And mother pigs sing to their babies. They sing to let them know when it's time to nurse. And it helps the babies recognize their mother. How cute is that? Pigs are cool, man. They deserve better. You doing okay, lovely? Still awake? Don't worry. Sleep will come when it comes. And I'll be here till it does. With more amazing facts and observations. And to go back to pigs, I guess there are some good famous pigs out there. Like Wilbur and Babe. Miss Piggy. Porco Rosso, he has a plane. Piglet. The Three Little Pigs, I guess. Jeez. I guess there's a lot of famous pigs out there. None better than my personal favorite, though. My man, Porky Pig. What a man. What a pig. He's like 90 years old. Doing a great job. No pants. An iconic catchphrase. Kind of sounds like you. Man, cartoon characters hate pants. Piglet doesn't even wear clothes. Well, except in winter. And Winnie the Pooh hates pants. But then he is a bear of very little brain. Did you know he was named after a real bear? A real-life black bear named Winnie. And she was named Winnie because she came from Winnipeg. Winnie the Pooh used to be named Edward Bear, but that got changed as soon as he met Winnie. Names are a funny thing, aren't they? Like, your name. It suits you. What's in a name? And Shakespeare said it, but I can't imagine you without your name. How much of you is your name, I wonder? Like, would I be the same person that I am if my name wasn't what it is? Hard to know. But I like me. And I like you. Even when you can't sleep. I promise. I always like you, my sleepy little koala. Come on, I can tell you're nodding off. Let the sleep come. We'll both get some rest. I've got you. I'm here. And I'll be here in the morning. Off to sleep with you.